WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones, here with Clint Powell. Eastridge is, again, unofficial PhD of Waffle House philosophy.
Yep.
For more than 8 years, this show has been about cutting through the confusion and helping you to build more energy, stronger longevity, and a better quality of life through practical, credible, science-based health information. Not always what traditional people want to believe or know, but it's certainly in the field of growing. I mean, I don't know if you saw, Clint, but you know, Target just announced 2 days ago that all their cereals in 2 months are going to be free of artificial colors.
Yeah,
it's not like, you know, in the just even a couple of years ago, oh, we're going to clean up our act by 2030,
yeah,
which means they're not going to probably do anything. No, in two more months, Target's going to clean up their act of cereals.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but probably go back to some stuff we were doing 40 years ago.
Bingo.
With other foods.
Yes.
With just less stuff in them.
That's right. Chattanooga Fitness Bodybuilding is going to be July 11th. And again, Lee Haney, for those who are people who follow bodybuilding, he is a legend.
One of my favorites.
One of my favorites.
Oh, my gosh.
That, Frank Zane, and Arnold, of course, are the three favorites
in
my life.
I'm a Lou guy, too. I like Lou.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And he's going to be there and be commenting and speaking a little bit. He's 64, I think. And still looks good, at least on YouTube, he does. Mm-hmm. And some bodybuilders don't do that as they age, especially the big ones.
Yeah.
And I'm training for it. It'll be my fourth year in a row. All I truly care about is trying to look slightly better than last year. And at an aging of almost 69, I'm very pleased with just improving my personal contest against myself. And I want to say that I'm excited. I know not many people get excited about this, but I am extremely excited about a new brand of olive oil that we have.
Mm.
We are so picky. Katie is, Dina is, the staff is, the ones who choose products. But they came across this one called Firma Extra Virgin Olive Oil Cold Press, Tanzania, the country. I don't know much about Tanzania.
No, but I need to come get some because the olive oil I have, the selection where I buy it isn't Food City. It's just so limited.
Yeah. Well,
and I don't know what to really look for anyway.
I love Life Extension, but the thing is, and smell that, the Life Extension, in fact, had a test that just came out that showed it to be the second highest in a polyphenol that's anti-inflammatory of any brand they tested.
I'm going to go, when we leave here, I'm going to go get some.
Yes, and so Life Extensions has still always been my favorite. I will continue it, but guess what? Life Extension is $25. That's $15. It's $10 less. And I'm very confident of the being equal in health benefits because this ingredient in polyphenol has been shown to have strong anti-inflammatory effects. We all need that. Inflammation is at the root of many common diseases that we don't want to get. I want to make sure we remind people that Noel Lawson, who was on Vital Health Radio 3 or 4 weeks ago, is our peptide expert. I rarely see anything that keeps growing to the popularity of peptides as far as conversations. What are peptides? They're just combined odd combinations of amino acids, which are parts of a protein that trigger the body to do things that we may need, like healing, sexual things, body fat reduction, sleep, and it is the future, part of the future of the toolbox for practitioners will be peptides, even though the FDA has fought it pretty immensely. And I want to say also, you know, the biggest part of me doing this show for 8.5 years is not to sell products, is to empower people with information so they can make their own best choices. And I've spent a pretty good amount of time writing some ebooks. They're on thehelixitnavigator.com. This one's on the immune system. Part of it's on how do we keep it strong. The other part is what do we do when it's like, oh, crap, I'm feeling pretty rotten right this minute. Another one is on the oxalates, which I talk endlessly about. Maybe why we're all so stiff, bent over, hurting, and in the morning get up like we need some anesthesia to get the bones moving. You know how that is.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. And but this explains why I think a lot of people have this pain and how to get over it without spending any money. Doesn't cost you a penny. TheHolisticNavigator.com if you want to download that. Plus the one on sleep, oral hygiene, and how to use AI for your health and fitness, especially if you're wanting to lose weight. You follow my AI book on how to do that.
Also there, you can also go listen to a bankload of podcasts you've had that are evergreen with other great guests. Topics from leaky gut to bone health to stuff for your pets to brain fog, all these different things. So you can check those podcasts out, and you'll be adding to that too, I'm sure.
Thank you. And we have two guests today that are going to be very educational, one of which is Life Wave Patches. I don't know if you ever notice, sometimes Katie or myself or a couple of the staff members, we'll have a little round disc on the back here.
Looks like the Matrix where they've unplugged you.
It does.
It does. It looks like where they put the port in.
Yep. And there's some science to it. It's not deep science, but it's enough science for me to be convinced that they are beneficial in certain people and certainly are safe. So stay tuned on the show to listen to Myra from the LifeWave. I don't know if you eat strawberries. Do you like strawberries?
Well, real quick, we also have from Just Thrive.
Yes.
Mary, you said two guests. I was just
Thank you.
The probiotic with the spore and how it's going to help our gut biome. But back to you. Just want to make sure.
Because you have to know about spores, because if you're ever on antibiotics, it's the only probiotic that works.
Right.
Everything else is useless.
Okay. I interrupted you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you like strawberries?
Love strawberries.
Okay. Strawberries is always on the dirty dozen of the heaviest sprayed foods for pesticides. Always has been. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you can imagine with the porous nature of a strawberry, you can't wash any of those chemicals off. Well, Driscoll's, who is one of the most popular ones that you would purchase. I used to purchase Driscoll's at Fresh Market when I would buy some of their organic things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Momovation, which is a great, great company that tests, they found a laundry list of the really most horrendous chemicals. However, Driscoll's also makes a organic version. And for those people who, organic's not that much better, guess what? Here's the list of all the ones non-organic. At the bottom is the list of the chemicals in organic, and it said zero. There's absolutely no chemicals.
The one thing you did on that I'm really proud of you.
Yes.
Usually you just go ahead and poo-poo everything I like with no alternative. You go, do you like strawberries? Yeah. Well, you're probably dying in 30 seconds. I'm glad you pulled back from that and gave me an alternative because I went, eventually, if you listen, Cody saw my body language. I'm like, here we go.
Here we go.
Do you like strawberries? Yeah. Stop liking strawberries, Clint. And I'm like, no, you gave me an alternative. So thank you.
Love it.
Yeah.
Really quickly, because we have a lot to do with our guests today, I want to make sure, again, I know there's a place for some of these Ozempic drugs. Terrible obesity is a very high risk factor for dying early and for less quality of life. So there are people who might not ever lose that weight without a head start with the drug. However, studies are now showing a 45% increased risk of suicidal thoughts in patients taking semaglutide compared to other medications. And analysis of adverse events reports reveal higher rates of psychiatric issues, including depression, anxiety, more suicidal thoughts in some people. We have to be aware of the potency of these drugs. One side effect of doing it is, even if you don't have a side effect, is once you get off of it, most of the weight will return unless you really maintain a strict discipline lifestyle.
Yeah, unless you use that time while you're losing it to like you said, get some good habits in place.
Yep. Well, check me out, brother.
Oh, here we go. We're going to take our first break. And then we're going to come back with our first guest and let the fun begin here at Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning five-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell, where Clint asked the questions many people are afraid that might sound dumb, which is exactly why they're usually the smartest questions in the room sometimes. Well, in this segment, we are going to focus on something that I am very intrigued by, have been for many years, but really didn't embrace until my daughter talked me into it about 8 months ago. And it has to do with, of course, my gypsy spirit in the holistic world. I will be attracted to anything because I have this opposite philosophy. I want to be proven. I'm going to try it first and then see if it works rather than be proven that it does work before I try it. Hmm. You got that?
I lost count. I was trying to do math there, problem. But I think what you're saying is you'll try anything because you want to see if it works or not.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And most people are afraid because they're just human nature. But right. I'm using these Life Wave patches. And these are patches that I put back here on near my spine on the back, and they make different ones. And I'm not going to explain it because we have Myra here from LifeWave. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Myra has been spending time at Nutrition World talking and educating people about every 3 or 4 weeks. And Katie is not a gullible person. She's like me. She's very open, but she's also skeptical of the world that we live in, and especially in the world of nutrition. We, in 47 years in this business, we have to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, profits and money rule a lot of the things that we read about that may not be as accurate. But that doesn't mean that there's not some jewels to be found. And as I'm aging, I'm not in a desperate place, but I'm going to embrace anything and everything that appears to be relatively safe and possibly effective, because I don't get too many other go-arounds at near 69 in 2 months, and I'm doing all I can. So I want you, because I am awful at explaining the philosophy of these patches, because I can tell you I do feel the difference when I use them.
Yes, the philosophy behind the patches is they are a non-transdermal patch. So when you think of the word patch, oftentimes people think of like a nicotine patch or a hormone patch or pain patch. And these are not like that, because there's nothing actually going into the body except for your own wavelength of light that is actually reflecting off the patch to go in and make change within the body using light. So that's the philosophy behind it. It's non-invasive, and it's safe for, because you're not, there's no contraindications with any medications that you may already be taking, because of the fact that there's nothing actually being put into the
nothing
body.
Nothing absorbed.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Correct. It's like, it's kind of like a little mirror. So
that's what I was going to ask. Is it more a reflective type thing?
Yeah. It's reflecting your own body's light back into your
can
body.
I see one?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
And
when we say body's light, what would that mean to the person who hasn't ever pondered this situation?
So all of us are emitting a low-grade infrared light, and that infrared light is energy, and we all have it. You think about, like, if you go back to military, they use the night vision goggles, and they're going out at nighttime, and they can see the glow, the different colors of the person's body. So that is a way of thinking about your light that we're all emitting. You can see that through those night vision goggles.
Now, curly in photography back in the day was a type of photography that picked up, I think, that electric light within any living being, including trees and leaves. And I really played with that back when I was in photography, and they had Curlian cameras. I don't know. But that would be the light also, I guarantee you, Curlian photography, for those who know about it.
Okay, yeah, I'm not familiar with that. But it is everybody's, you know, the heat, the energy, the light.
And do we each have a different one? Or you know what I'm saying? I mean...
You know, honestly, I'm not for sure, but everybody's that light that is coming on. Yeah. And then what happens, that little patch has a lattice structure in the middle of it. And that lattice structure is a proprietary blend of organic amino acids, salt, sugars, waters that create that lattice structure. And it's, like I said, reflective. So when that heat that's coming off of our body hits the patch, it's patented wavelength of light that enters back into the body is elevating a peptide. And in the case with the X39, you're talking about GHKCU. It's a copper peptide. We all have it within our bodies. And that copper peptide, when it's elevated, helps to elevate also those master cells of our body that can go and be any type of cell that we need, whether it be a brain cell, heart cells, muscle tissue.
It's like an all-purpose user cell, right? It can go do whatever it needs to.
Yes.
And just so for people who are listening, it's a little bit bigger than a quarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, so it's a little circular patch, a little bit bigger than a quarter for people that can't maybe, you know, visualize it.
Yep. Yeah. That's about
when
about
I looked on your site where they had this really great commercial, or it wasn't commercial, I guess, with William Shatner. And William Shatner was, I don't know if he, you know, what place he has in the company, but he was walking through. I was blown away at the size of the factory and the professionalism of it from A to Z. Had no idea it would be like this.
And you said a magic word, peptides, now in the world we live in. So does each, because, and I want to think I heard you correctly, different patches can do different things?
Yes.
Okay. Do each of them trigger different peptides, or is there just, are all the, is there all this based around some peptides, or is it just some of them?
Some of them.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Some of the peptide, or some of the patches are activating peptides. Others are activating systems within the body.
Okay.
And the two that I've used was the X39 and also
the Eon.
It's called Eon. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I used them for 12 hours a day, then I removed them is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly right.
Okay.
Yep. You wear them for 12 hours a day, and then you give your body a rest.
Okay.
So it's kind of like flipping on the light. Mm-hmm. You know, you're flipping on the light of your body to reflect during that period of time, and then you give it some rest so that you're not dealing with, when you do the same thing over and over again, your body gets used to it.
Yes.
Attenuation, mm-hmm. I think is the terminology for that. So in order to try to avoid that, you're going to wear it for 12 hours on, 12 hours off. And the biggest thing is when you're wearing them is to stay hydrated, add some electrolytes or, you know, Celtic sea salt or mm-hmm. whatever electrolyte that you prefer to use.
Because electricity uses electrolytes to transfer itself. Yeah.
Yep. And is this something you wear every day? Is it, are you on and off? Do you transition on for periods of time? And what's the expectation of when you air quote, I hate this, but I don't know how to feel better. When do you feel it? Is it like it's first day, or is it like 2 weeks, or is it, you know, how do you judge that?
Yeah, everybody's different in how they feel mm-hmm. the effects of the patch. It varies from person to person. So most people are going to notice a difference within 30 to 90 days. Mm-hmm. And you do wear it consistently each day in that time frame. The recommendation is that you wear them 1 day, or excuse me, 1 month for every decade of age. So if I'm 50,
I got to do math.
Like I am. I'm 50. Let me help you, Clint. Let me help you.
Six months, Clint. Six. I'm 7 months.
Two trains leave Chicago. Gotcha. Yeah.
So, and like I said, everybody's different mm-hmm. in what it is that they're going to feel.
What are the different type of patches you have just for different purposes? I think that was because you were in the store one day and you had them laid out there and you're like, this is for this one. This is for, you don't have to go through all of them, but the different kinds of ones for different purposes. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we've got a total of 10 patches mm-hmm. and we have the X39, which is our flagship product. It is, again, going to elevate that peptide that activates those master cells, we're going to call it.
And then that, the end result of that would be maybe the weakness, the imbalances of the body will become more balanced, and it would be a rippling effect of general health and feelings. I know legally we can't say, oh, well, you'd use a patch for certain disease, but all diseases are a disharmony. And, you know, Tesla, when he did all his research probably 90 years ago on the electrical system of the body, and Becker was another one who did all that. We are electrical beings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most people who are not as steeped into holistic lifestyle as I am, there was a very credible, I know it's not credible sounding, but urine therapy was a way that people drank a little bit of their urine. And the reason it did that is it mirrored, look at Clint, look at that face.
Oh, we have guests in the studio, Ed.
And they're women, too.
It doesn't matter. We have guests, strangers in the house. Don't talk about drinking your urine.
Drink up.
Yeah, you need something to drink up.
No.
Plant. Not today.
Nope, I'm out today on this one. Yeah.
But it would reflect something back into the body that helped the body find that balance point again. And has Ed Jones, well, I wonder if Clint would want, I'm surprised Clint has not asked me, has Ed Jones done that?
Here's why I didn't ask. And I speak for everyone listening.
They don't care.
No one cares. No one wants to know.
If I
speak on behalf of all people on planet Earth, and no one wants to know if you've done that.
Somebody email me at NutritionWorld.
Yep, please do.
At comcast.net and ask me if I drank urine so I can show it to Clint. Thank you.
Freaks.
Okay, go on, Myra. Yeah. I'm sorry.
See, this is what happens. She's so glad that we're the weird ones on this show now. She was nervous. Yeah. She's like, wait, I'm the genius here. Why was I nervous at all? Where were you at?
Yeah,
sorry, we're talking about a different type of patches. I don't know if you've got
any.
Different
types of patches. Yes. I always recommend that everybody start with the X39. Mm. That one is going to be your overall, you know, support for wound healing. You're going to be looking at getting better night's sleep, having more energy. Mental clarity is definitely a plus mm-hmm. with that one as well. those of you that are in the performance of doing needing that recovery from doing your workouts and whatnot, the X49 is really good for that. It also helps with bone density. And so that one is one that's paired nicely with the X39, the X49.
Can you wear more than one at one time?
Absolutely.
Like down the, and are the where they can real quick, y'all may have talked about, I may not have been paying attention. Did you talk about, I know they're on the back of the neck, or is that where they all go, or can you go different places? Is placement matter?
And does, and if you have pain, do you put it where the pain is?
Yes, there's that was four a questions lot of at questions. Once.
Ready,
right
go.
There. Yes. And, yes, yes, and yes.
Perfect.
Yes. So when they were doing the studies, they were using acupuncture points for those studies. So that's why back behind the neck there, C7 is one of the places that you can place the X39. X49 is also placed there as well, or below the belly button. The answer to your question as far as do you put it where your pain is, the answer is yes. Okay. Mm. I always, what my friend Marcy says, pop the spot with a lot. So if I have, like right now, I have about four patches around my knee because I hurt it yesterday playing pickleball. And so, so yes, I will put my patches where it is that I'm having pain. And then what was one of the other questions?
I can't remember. I think location. You talked about that, and you said you can wear. You can wear the one on your knee for pain, and the one on the back of your neck for the X39. You can do that, and there's no okay.
Yep. Yeah. Just the key is put it on your body. Mm. Put it on your body.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to work in the package.
As you said, it's a mirror.
Well
played. It's mirroring the body's electrical system and helping. And I think that may be. Our body strives to be balanced and harmonious all the time, but it may need to be re-patterned or re-messaged, kind of. And I'll tell you, and one thing with me is I've written about six ebooks the past 6 months. And one of them was on sleep, and you can find that at theholisticnavigator.com, and the one on sleep, because I've had off and on insomnia for decades, not years, and I have. Sometimes it's smooth, sometimes that's often not. I make it work because I have the Green Pharmacy at my fingertips, and instead of sleeping horrible, I sleep less horrible at times. But, and I think I told Clint this just a couple of days ago, I have had the best last probably 75 days of sleep that I have had since I was a young man. Mm. Now, I had quit wearing the patches, but my sleep improved when I had the patches on. And I had them on for 2 months. It's two straight months. Never missed a day. And I slowly started sleeping better and better. And then I got to a point where I was sleeping so well that I just didn't have any patches. And it's continued. Now, would that mean I won't use it again? No, I will use it for other things. I can't say for sure it was that. But something has changed my pattern of energy. And I think we get stuck in these negative energy cycles in the human body and the human spirit and the brain, and something needs to break it back into balance sometimes.
Yeah, and the patches definitely are designed to bring the body into that homeostasis. Mm-hmm. It's not going, and that's why it doesn't have those contraindications or side effects to, because it's your body doing the work. This is just helping to aid it, like you said, about getting it back to a healthier state.
One of the things that always I like about these conversations, because I've been around it for quite a while now, is that it doesn't have here, and it sounds, I think you'll take this the right way. What works for some may not work for all. And whether it's this kind of stuff or vibration stuff, because I'm a big believer that we're all creatures of frequency and energy anyway. Mm-hmm. And so it may affect Ed different than it affects me, but that's okay. The whole purpose of this anyway is to search out what works for you and to try it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like these alternatives, to give people options to go, well, let me go. There's, to your point, Ed, how you started this whole thing, it does no harm. This stuff does zero harm to give it a good 3 month run and see maybe if it can make your life a little better. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to change. It may not be the one thing, but it could be one of the things that takes your life, quality of life, up a little bit. That's why I love these, because you can go to stuff to go discover.
Yep. Yeah. And a lot of times that's what ends up happening with people who start patching, is that they're looking for that knee relief, but then they find like, man, I can keep up with my grandkids now. Or, oh man, that brain fog that I was dealing with is
just
no
a little bit.
Here.
And it just has to be, sometimes in life, it just has to be a little bit better to make a big difference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just that little movement in the right direction, it starts building on momentum. And next thing you know, I'm eating better now. I'm sleeping better now. Mm-hmm. I've got momentum.
Yeah. Absolutely. And pain, you know, those are things that are easily removed by wearing the patch and you recognize, oh, I don't have that pain anymore. But you get rid of the pain, you forget about that.
Right.
And then, so I always encourage people who are patching to keep a log. We have a health tracker that I provide to them as well. Anybody who wants to try, you know, here's a health tracker. Here's the things that you can just keep track of while you're wearing it and see what happens and gauge it based on your own experience.
I would have to wear 64 patches right now on my hip. I'd have just be nothing but a patch from my hip down. That'd be great.
I definitely want to help you with your hip pain. You just
and you are after. At Nutrition World pretty often just talking and sampling and showing the patch. So if people want to come out, do you have a date that you're coming again?
We will be at the fourth Saturday in June, we'll be having an event over at the Wellness Corner.
Perfect.
At 10 a.m. It's a Saturday. I believe it's June 26th.
That's fine. We'll have it on cards and we'll have it on nutritionw.com under events.
Yes.
Did you say the fourth Saturday?
Yes.
In June, it's going to be the 27th, I think.
27th.
Uh-huh.
27th. Yep. And
at 10 a.m.
Lastly, what was the website that you told me about that I looked at I was so impressed with?
Yes, it's Why the Light, whythelight.com. Mm-hmm. And so it's whythelight.com. It's a pretty informative website that if you have any other questions, once you've taken a look at it, you're welcome to give me a call. My number is 423-362-7227. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
And for those who think there's absolutely no research on this, there actually is some posted research on these patches.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things, I mean, there's a growing body of research that's being done on these patches because David Schmidt, the founder, is very passionate about having that science-based backing for what it is that we're doing. So,
love it.
Yeah. It's available.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. We'll be right back with more Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies.
Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
This is Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World. And I'm Ed Jones, here with Clint Powell, the self-appointed PhD of East Ridge Waffle House. Every week, we explore the credible strategies to help you think clearly, feel stronger, sleep better, and maintain the kind of energy that lets you fully participate in life. I have pulled someone into the third segment of Vital Health Radio because it was so educational and informative at Nutrition World today on our trainings. We train the 37 staff members to a crazy level. So sometimes we'll have two trainings, once in a while, three trainings per week. Usually a week doesn't go by without one. And today we have Mary from Just Thrive. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Just Thrive is one of our more recognized companies. I mean, we're so into the highest level. We vet almost every single thing. I won't sell anything that I won't personally take. But the world of probiotic microbiome science is a vastly confusing world. There is no doubt. And we have a lot to learn as to what is truly the best path. How do we balance it? Which ones to take? Which ones maybe aren't the best? Well, a few years ago, kind of a big change came out, which is something called a spore, the word spore. And you'll learn what that is within just a minute from Mary. Very important to know, because there's things that spores do that's under the umbrella of probiotics that nothing that a regular probiotic can accomplish. So let's start maybe kind of like you did with any kind of training for people. I think most listeners here would certainly know what a probiotic is and probably what the microbiome is, but not much past that. So start with where you feel would be comfortable for people who are listening.
Okay. So I guess I'll just start at the beginning. So a spore-based probiotic is just essentially what it is every single bacteria has its own protective shell. Mm-hmm. And that's really essentially what spore-based means. So with that protective shell, whether it's in a capsule or outside of a capsule, it can survive the digestive process.
Now, so I'm sorry to interrupt. So a lot of probiotics don't survive the digestive process. Is that correct?
Most probiotics on the market, they're very fragile. Mm-hmm. So you'll see a lot of them that say enteric coated capsule and things along those lines. Sometimes there's, you know, multiple capsules within the supplement or the product. To actually help it survive.
Mm-hmm. Because hydrochloric acid destroys most of it.
Very strong. And then okay. There's the other pH changes through the digestive process mm-hmm. as well. So, so basically they're just very fragile by nature, where spore-based probiotics are very hardy by nature.
They have a shell.
Yep. That's okay. The spore-based. Spore is the shell.
Well, to me, the reason one of this is important is because it's one of those things over the last 5-10 years, but I say the last 5, people are throwing the word probiotic on everything. Mm-hmm. I see it.
Cereals.
It's everything's probiotic. And it's almost like when you use it for everything, it means nothing to everybody. Nobody knows really. So I'm glad you're talking about it, because I've seen, to your point, Ed, I've seen probiotic on everything. And I'm like, okay, well, that must make it healthy. I don't really know what it does, I'm assuming. But now listening to you, it sounds like a lot of this stuff, first of all, I don't know if it's really got it in there, too. Even if it does have something in there, is it even making it to the place where it's going to help?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the biggest thing, survivability. So the problem is that you can take all the things you want, but if it doesn't get to where it mm-hmm. needs to be to do its job, is it even worth it? Are you wasting your money? So survivability is the most important thing. So with Just Thrive spore-based probiotics, you actually get 100% survivability, and that's been clinically proven. So 100% of what you pay for gets into your intestines where it needs to do its job.
And also, you're taking something, and if it's working, you're then, because I know a lot of people say, I've taken it, doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it does work. You're just not taking the right kind. Might work if you took the right kind.
Oh, yeah. We have plenty of first-time customers for Just Thrive that have actually said that. They've actually said, like, oh, I've tried probiotics, and none of them work for me. And we have the conversation, mm-hmm. and we say, hey, Just try, just thrive, and see.
Yeah.
And 89 to 90% of people that buy it for the first time buy it again multiple times over.
Really? Yeah. It's interesting, and I do believe in planting a variety of microbiome organisms in my own world, just like I would if I had a big garden. I'd want to have multiple vegetables. And I don't know if there's just like one brand that, okay, the rest of my life I will take it. But I value the science behind these spore-based products. And when I was sitting there listening to you at the training just an hour ago, I know that listeners who have studied holistic health at all know the word leaky gut.
Right.
Leaky gut is devastating our country. It actually, a lot of the reasons from the drugs we take, from the painkillers, alcohol, to Roundup on foods. And I always have to mention, we do have a product that is replacing any of your bad chemicals for, you know, weeds and things. That Firehawk is the name. And please know that you have that available at Nutrition World to stay away from that terrible glyphosate, because it causes leaky gut, which then can lead into autoimmune, blank, blank, blank. But you read a study off today. I was absolutely blown away by what does spore, how does that help someone with leaky gut?
So basically, it starts out with the way that it works with the microbiome. So the way that the spore-based probiotics work is basically it goes in and does a gut scan. Quorum sensing is the name for it. It's just a fancy word for gut check. So it scans the environment, and it sees if there's any overgrowth or imbalances in the microbiome, because the microbiome is all about balance. Optimal microbiome is balanced with the good, healthy bacteria that is beneficial to the body, and then there's some other, you know, bad guys, we'll call them. So the way that Just Thrive works is it does that scan and it checks the balance. If there's not enough healthy bacteria, and this is like very basic, it's not scientific the way I'm explaining it, but just basic for...
Good, for me. We're all in. I'm following you. Great job. Sorry. Yeah, you're doing good.
So basically, if there's any health, they'll check the balance of the healthy bacteria and then the bad guys, right? Or the, you know, overgrowth, whatever. So if it senses that there's an overgrowth or stuff that's, you know, not supposed to be there, it kind of... Just for visual purposes, it sits next to it and releases compounds to bring those down. Then also with the healthy beneficial bacteria, if it's not at the proper level where it needs to be to be most optimal, it sits next to it and releases like superfood compounds to help feed it and bring it up. So really it's just a balancer. And that's the way that it works. So unlike traditional probiotics that look to kind of guess what need to add in, we look to balance.
It's almost like I'm kind of picturing the equalizer, the old kind of equalizer on your stereo.
Yeah.
You adjust it to get to the right levels.
Yep. Or like the old school scales.
That's
you
it.
Know?
Yeah. You
like
pull this side down, this side up till it's even and it sounds good, or it's a healthy sound or a healthy,
good.
Or
right,
a healthy
right.
gut. Yeah.
So basically it balances the microbiome. So the way that it helps with the leaky gut is because leaky gut, the root cause of it is an imbalanced microbiome, right? And then it's a cascade effect that leads to, you know, and glyphosate, actually what it does is it's kind of like an antibiotic for your microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
So that creates that disturbance, that imbalance, and then, you know, and then down the line it's leaky gut. So what this does is really just, and it's a daily balancer.
I love that. And again, leaky gut, I've seen 47 years of being in the industry that I'm in and really deep diving constantly for all 4.5 decades, you cannot be healthy with leaky gut. Mm-hmm. It's simply impossible because molecules are going through the gut that should have had what we call a tight junction, and they're toxic and poisoning the human system by doing that. And we all do things that we can't help that it creates some of that. Now, the one thing I do know very well about spore probiotics is the amount of people who come in who say, where's your probiotics? Because I've had to start on an antibiotic. Mm-hmm. Well, my line of education at that moment is probably about the same almost every time. And you tell me if I'm right or not. I say, are you taking a probiotic? And yeah, I'm taking one right now, but I need to get another one. I say, well, during antibiotics, it's useless. Mm-hmm. You are going to kill every single bit of it. It will not make any difference. It will not create less chance for yeast infection or other problems or C. diff. But let me tell you about a spore, because a spore does survive that passage. Is that correct?
It's the only one, actually.
It's the only one.
Because of that protective spore shell, then it kind of stays in the shell until the antibiotic clears. And then what it does is, the way that it works is, remember that balancing, it just gets to work rebuilding that healthy bacteria. Because when you do an antibiotic, it kills, it doesn't kill everything. It kills about 90%. So that 10% that's left over is what your body uses to repopulate your gut. But the problem is that post-antibiotic, it can take anywhere from 1 year to month to 2 years mm-hmm. without any support, mm-hmm. added support, to rebuild one round of antibiotics. Oh, so, wow. But if you add in Just Thrive to your routine, that it actually, we have a clinical study that shows that a 10 to 100 fold increase in 28 days. So one capsule a day, you know, post antibiotic, that's an incredible rebuild speed, 10 to 100 fold. So that 10% is increased 10 to 100 fold or 10 to 100 times more. So it gives you that rapid rebuild. So this is definitely an incredible recommendation for people on antibiotics, especially just anybody in general, mm-hmm. but specifically it's necessary for somebody on an antibiotic too.
I recommend it lately to people who are doing a colonoscopy and they're doing the gut clean with the chemicals. Yeah. And so let's start the spore before the gut cleanse and then a little bit after to make mm-hmm. sure. It is devastating, again, back to the immune system, especially yeah. when we have a devastated microbiome. I know that one other thing you mentioned was that just blew me away, the level of results for triglycerides just by taking one pill a day.
Yeah, so that's part of the leaky gut study. So they mm-hmm. did a clinical trial, double-blind placebo control. They took 80 college students, and they gave them one capsule a day. They didn't have them change anything else. The reason they chose college students is they're eating the worst foods, they're stressed, they're not sleeping. They're doing all the things that could be damaging to your microbiome. So they gave them one capsule a day. They said, don't change anything else. Just take this one capsule and, you know, go about your business. Come back in 30 days. And we call it the leaky gut study. But that when they rechecked them in 30 days, there was a it showed a 42% reduction in leaky gut toxins in their bloodstream. Mm. So AKA 42% reduction in leaky gut. But also they noticed that there was a 24% reduction in their triglycerides.
And that's an unhealthy fat. We need to have those low.
So they actually extended that part out. And in 8 weeks, there was a 38% reduction in triglycerides, and in 12 weeks there was a 65% reduction in triglycerides. That's from a probiotic, one capsule a day, not changing anything else. So imagine you change other things, mm-hmm. you eat better, you make better choices, you know, you supplement.
The better you feel, the more you'll have the momentum.
Exactly. But and then in addition to taking the Just Thrive, you know, spore-based probiotic, it's just, I mean, it's an incredible results. So you've got a probiotic and a heart health support. All in one.
I'm just curious because Ed's familiar with, and I know the product Just Thrive because I shop at Nutrition World, so I've mm-hmm. seen. But you have a number of products, or do you?
Yeah.
So how do I know which one? Is that where I just trust somebody, like going to talk to Ed and his staff, or is there certain products?
Yeah. He has an incredible, knowledgeable staff.
Right.
Like,
thank you.
They are, you know, and Ed really pushes, you know, education and being knowledgeable and learning and all the things. And they're great. Mm-hmm. They're great. You can go in and chat with them. You know, kind of tell them what you got going on. You can tell them what you're taking currently, and just really they'll guide you through it, you know, the whole time.
Quick question. Do some people, are they overly sensitive and have a little short-term issues with this?
So with starting anything new, depending on where your system is at, you know, you can, they call it die off, but you can have some kind of, you know, discomfort, mm-hmm. especially when you're fixing the gut. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's the gas and the bloating and things like that involved, too. It can happen. It's, you know, so you can just start it slower.
Which is a half a capsule?
You can do a half a capsule daily. Mm-hmm. You can kind of.
That's what I did the very first few times I did it. And I had no problems. So I went to a full capsule.
Yep. So you can take it as slow or as fast as you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Some people that are super, super sensitive, they'll do a quarter of a capsule every other day and then work up to a half a capsule every other day. And then kind of the goal is to work up to a full capsule.
Yes. And how about this talking about irritable bowel syndrome? It looks very impressive. One cap for 6 weeks study.
Yeah, I think that was the mouse study. Mm-hmm. It definitely has a positive results for that as well. Mm-hmm.
Someone with immune dysfunction that has a lowered immune system, it certainly appears that. Of course, we do know that the microbiome is integral to the production of the right immune components.
Yeah, I think like 90% of your immune system.
Yes.
Something along those lines is in your gut. The bottom line is your gut goes down the middle of your body for a reason. Your digestive tract goes, because it affects everything.
Wow, I like that. I never thought of
that. And spore-based probiotic is your foundation, because a balanced microbiome is your foundation. So with Just Thrive spore-based probiotic, you're balancing your microbiome and therefore balancing the thing that goes down the middle of your body and affects everything. So, you know, with one capsule a day, you really can change your life.
I know this study here I'm reading about C. diff. My dad passed away from C. diff. Yeah. Now, again, he was at that stage of life where he was very fragile. Mm-hmm. You know, you could call it, he died of C. diff. He died from being very unhealthy, which right. I call the terrain. But exactly. It was the final blow, mm-hmm. and he would have lived longer if he had not gotten it. He got it from taking antibiotics, which yep. is what causes about 99% of all C. diff. But this mouse study here looks extremely impressive, where they... mice were treated with antibiotic for 10 days, got re-inoculated, actually got inoculated with C. diff.
Yeah.
And it looked, they got tremendous results, positive on yeah. that.
And you know, with the, I mean, like you said, the antibiotic introduction to the microbiome basically gives it open season. So it's mm-hmm. really the antibiotic doesn't cause the C. diff. It's the, you know, basically sanitizing your digestive tract and giving it open season. So mm-hmm. just coming in contact with it. So if you, and that's why it's very important to take the Just Thrive probiotic with, or alongside your antibiotic, because it's going to rapidly help rebuild your healthy bacteria that keeps that. So even if there is a, you know, mm-hmm. Interaction with bad bacteria like C. diff, you know, you're really repopulating. And then also the suppressing downside of the unhealthy bacteria that the probiotic can do mm-hmm. helps suppress things
and
like C. diff.
I'm always a believer in backing these things up with cultured food, mm-hmm. Liquid kefir, if you have a good one that's non-sugared, and sauerkraut, and you know, maybe even other versions of probiotics. But the spores have a place that no other classification, I do certainly feel, has. And like it says here, 1,000 times more survivability versus Greek yogurt or leading probiotics. Mm-hmm. And for you to put that on the front label, there has to be some very good substantiation. So for yep. people to learn more about this, what would be a website they could go to?
So they can go to www.justthrivehealth.com. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for your training of our amazing staff today. And by the time people listen to this, you have already spoken Nutrition World 2. And that
yeah, I'll be there tonight.
Was on, that can be viewed on Instagram.
Yeah, and they can probably go back and watch that in real time.
Yes.
And I'm sure Cody and them will cut some of that up and put it out on the social medias.
Yeah, keep looking at our social media. It's growing all the time. And it's about empowering people. Once in a blue moon, I certainly will be talking about products, but that's just part of the world we live in. Mm-hmm. But it's really about education. So thank you for coming on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Hey, and we'll be right back with Vital Health Radio for some closing remarks and thoughts. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com. You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to our final segment of Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and for more than 8 years, this show has been built around one core belief. People deserve honest, practical health information they can actually use to improve their lives starting today. Interesting article, research that came out by Dr. Greger, nutritionfacts.org. Don't always agree with him. He has a lot of different ideas about diet that I don't feel confident with. But what I do value him for is he's a deep diver into research regarding certain lifestyle habits. And is it the truth from what we've been told for decades? And this is interesting about iron levels. I talk about iron levels a considerate amount, and I do believe heavily in people testing both their iron and ferritin, which is storage iron, and you can go to different places, but Be Well Labs at, what's the website?
Oh, it's beginwithlabs.com.
Yep. At, right down the street, they do that very, very regularly. But this was a shock to me. You know, we don't want too much iron, but we don't want too little. It's that little magical scale of just a few numbers that keeps us our hemoglobin transferring oxygen. Well, I did not realize how much coffee and tea inhibited the absorption of iron. Now, that can be a good thing for us men who tend to have too much hemoglobin. But so the study was a cup of coffee reduced iron absorption from a hamburger by 39%, and tea was 64% wow. Inhibition of iron if you are drinking tea. I figured it'd be the opposite. And however, there was no decrease in iron absorption if the coffee was consumed an hour before the meal, but waiting an hour after continued to decrease. It makes sense for that because you didn't have the food in your stomach.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
you're making me do scheduling again on coffee and food. I'm just like, yeah, just drink it in the morning. That's before right. Your meal, you'll be fine.
And most of us
aren't having a hamburger at 9 o'clock. Now, you might have sausage and biscuit though, or something. So
you could. That's a good idea, Waffle House man.
No, I'm just saying. Normal people eat bad food sometimes.
Oh,
if you're trying to make slight improvements.
Are you trying to say I'm not normal?
I'm 100%.
Okay, yes. Thank you. I'll take a trophy.
Absolutely. That's why I said it.
But here's how you can reverse that. If you are going to and you don't want to decrease iron, just take some vitamin C with the meat, and the coffee will not affect it. So that is the option to that. Secondly, is people with gout. This was something I had zero clue about. It was a study of that question, would inhibiting iron absorption by coffee reduce the risk of gout? Let's find out. Yes, absolutely reduced it significantly without causing anemia in almost most people. It said gouty attacks markedly diminished in every single patient, with effects ranging from complete remission to a marked reduction
for people who consumed less or more coffee. Less coffee?
No, the people who drank coffee to lower their iron levels.
Oh, okay.
It reduced their gout.
Okay, wow.
And what a cool idea. Now, yeah. One is, I never realized the relationship between iron and gout. So we may need to get that checked at Be Well. And if you're not going to get it checked, just drink your coffee and tea with your foods if you think that that's an issue.
And we'll see guess what I heard?
What?
You've been in this a long time. You still learn stuff. You just learned something right there.
I did. I also learned that we're out of time.
We're running. What? That's one of the best segues you've ever done in radio. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Vital Health Radio this week. It's brought to you by our friends at Nutrition World, and we'll see you back here next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.